Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 5th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We're looking for our March patron. That's right, it is March. I did mention it's March. Oh my, February went by so quickly. I know a majority of the folks listening to this are already patrons, but even here, sharing our content on social media helps a lot. So thank you so much for the awesome support. It's been an amazing year so far, and I look forward to all the awesome games coming out in the near future. But first, I want to apologize. We missed last week. My intention was to record with Jocelyn, but she is unfortunately sick. I did speak to her today. She's doing a lot better, so she is on the mend and looking forward to returning to a normal TGI schedule this week. Well, speaking of games, I ended up checking out Crackdown 3 on the Xbox One X. I resubbed to the Game Pass as they had a deal for 2 months at $2, and I think I got Xbox Live Gold as well for $2 for 2 months, so kind of a stellar deal. Microsoft's been running those deals every so often, and honestly, it's been the only way I've interacted with Game Pass is through the $1 deals, but it is totally worth the $11.99 a month. But it does stack, it doesn't come with gold, so like if you're buying both those subscriptions, it can be a bit expensive, but honestly, I haven't needed a gold or PS Plus subscription in a long time. I haven't subbed for over a year, so outside of the 1 month here and 1 month there for Xbox One. So I was playing a lot of heavy games. Either I was playing games that required tweaking on the computer because they weren't quite optimized, like Anthem, or I was playing Civilization VI, which is it's a bit of a time sink and requires a lot of brain cycles to kind of process what the heck's going on. So Crackdown 3 presented a real cool check-your-brain-at-the-door type experience. It's a game based on a design that is way out of date. Like, this game feels like a solid sequel to Crackdown 2, which came out during the Xbox 360 days, and that might sound like a compliment, but I think this game should have launched on Xbox 360. Not in the sense that it looks bad, the graphics are decent, serviceable, but I just think the design is stuck kind of 10 years in the past. You know, Crackdown 1 was offered as a beta, or was offered when you purchased it, you got a beta for Halo 3, and then the second one came out a few years later. But Crackdown 3, you know, it's not an $80 experience for me, but on the Game Pass, it was certainly worth the download, and I played for maybe like 3 or 4 hours and just had a blast tearing through town. There's not much to it. It's pretty bare bones. But the experience, the activities in the game are varied enough in that they're, you know, you're constantly doing new things, and it's all within the sandbox, and it is fun as your character starts to progress. Right, so I mean, if you have access to Game Pass on the PC or the Xbox One, both will work for Crackdown 3. It's worth the $12. I think the $1 or $2 deal is still on, so I recommend it. I'm going to play a little bit more. We'll talk about it either this week or next week on the Gamers Inn. I have some content to catch up on with Anthem. And speaking of which, Jocelyn is returning to the show. I don't know why I messed up her name there. But she will be discussing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, as well as her time in Civilization VI Gathering Storm. She's also playing as Canada, and I'm going to probably try to jump in and have some additional talking points to speak to. She probably will have made it farther than I did when I originally talked about it when John was on the show, or maybe it was Ben. It's been a week or so. So anyways, look forward to that. Over on Summoner's Call, Game Club has returned, and I'm back in on Shadow Dragon. I actually went past our goal of Chapter 18. I actually played through 19. It's a shorter chapter, but we'll see if Eddie can catch up. I apologize to him that I've kind of shot away from him in terms of his goal once again. So we'll talk about Shadow Dragon when we return on the weekend. The game seems to be, you know, clicking with me. I'm back in. I'm enjoying it. I'm wanting to keep playing once we get through those two chapters. So look forward to more of that. But in terms of Fire Emblem Heroes, we're expecting a new banner, which has leaked, and a new version update, which, as we talked about last week, is quite minimal. So we'll talk a bit about our time in the game and see how that goes. But April looks exciting with a new feature and a new mode promise, so look forward to that. Finally, upcoming games this week. We've got Devil May Cry 5 on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. That's out on March 8th. I played the reboot DMC and really liked it. I haven't been into the other games, so I'll probably watch this one from afar. Not that it's bad. I hear it's pretty good. So for fans of the Devil May Cry franchise, you've got another one coming for you. Also, Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn on the 3DS. So that was a Wii game that has now been ported to the 3DS. They've done a couple of these. So that one's out on March 8th as well. A slow trickle of 3DS titles before they eventually kill it off. But that's going to do it. New Gamers In will record this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Jocelyn will return, as I mentioned, so we'll be back to the normal TGI crew. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. I saw just recently a fan in the Discord, Void Kronos, shout out to him. He posted his beta game. I didn't know he was working on a game, but he reached out and asked if he could, you know, throw the offer out there for people to beta test the game he's working on. So that's in there. I think it's called, I don't know if we're not allowed to talk about it. I never talked about that. But if you go to the Discord, you can see it. It's still there. So certainly reach out to him if you want to help test that thing out. The game, I'm going to be checking it out, and I'll touch base with you, Void, and we'll chat about whether or not we can talk about it, or whether you want to wait until it's out of beta, because it's a beta. But anyways, thanks for listening, and have a great week.